You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Jennifer Langosh, and I'd like to welcome left-handed pitcher Jaime Garcia as our guest on this week's Cardinals podcast.
You come into camp this year, how different does it feel for you? Or does it feel different for you this year than it did maybe last year when you felt like you had to prove your health?
To be honest with you, it doesn't feel that much different. The reason why is because just of everything that I've gone through, I've really learned in my career to just, you know, and I talked about this a lot last year, just take it one day at a time and be extremely grateful and humbled and I guess blessed, or I feel blessed for an opportunity to still get to play this game, which is what I love to do. So it's definitely something that I don't take for granted, and this my approach this offseason was very similar to last year. So it's, you know, I try to do everything that's in my control to be the best person and the best player that I can be going into spring training and into the season. And you know, I'm coming here with the same exact mentality that I did last year, is coming in and trying to make a team. You know, trying to do the little things right, try to work. He's the hardest working guy every day, try to, you know, learn a new thing every day, try to help my teammates, try to be the best teammate I can. And that's the mentality that I've always had. You know, obviously sometimes it doesn't happen, it doesn't go your way, but at the end of the day, you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, I'm doing everything that's in my control, and, you know, I shouldn't be worrying about anything else that I can't control. And that's kind of like the mentality. I don't know if I can answer your question, but it's just that I've been taking for the last couple of years, and just after everything that I've gone through, it's forced me to kind of do that, which is something that I'm very proud of, you know, being at this point and with that mindset, and that I'm going to continue to do throughout spring training and throughout the whole season.
Is that just because you had it taken away, so you appreciate when you have it?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I've gone through pretty much anything you can think of, and as far as physical pain and surgeries and rehabs and all that, but at the end of the day, you don't just look back at all that and compare how you're feeling now and then before. It's just, you, like I said, you're just grateful and thankful and feel blessed, you know, to still be able to perform. You know, I'm going to be able to perform at a high level, and just taking one day at a time. All I can say, I'm extremely excited. I know I said this at the Winter Warm Up, but I'm extremely excited to be here and still be a St. Louis Cardinal and to get to be part of this team and hang out with my teammates for another year. And I'm gonna take that approach into every day, everything that I do to be the best that I can.
You mentioned last year when we would ask you kind of questions about your season and the success you were having, you said, well, maybe in the winter I'll have a chance to look back on it and appreciate it. Did you take time to reflect on your season last year, or?
Yeah, I did.
What came out of that?
The fact that I was able to come back from a really tough surgery, you know, a really tough situation the year before here, overall. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I was able to lock everything out and focus on really, you know, really coming back and coming back strong, not let anything get in the way, no distractions, no what ifs or what if people thinking, what is going on with this. It's just one goal in mind, is come back and pitch at a major league level again. And, you know, I set my goals and my standards and way higher than anybody else has for me. And that's why I wasn't surprised. You know, when I had good games, people asked me, say, you're surprised? I'm like, no, I'm not. I was not surprised, because I got way higher expectations on myself than people have of me. And I'm always, that's why, like I said, I'm always thinking about, okay, I'm gonna make sure that nobody else is working harder than me. I don't care how talented they are more than me. I'm always doing the little things, whether it's from eating right and doing, learning and working in your mind spiritually, always kind of taking care of the little things. So that way, you know, because my expectations are very high, that way when something happens, you know, you work for it. So to answer your question, I I did look back on it. I was proud of the fact that I was able to accomplish what I had, you know, the goals that I had set at the off, in the off season, and I worked really hard to get to that point. Was proud of it, but at the same time, you move on. You know, you learn from those, and then you move on. You set new goals for this year, and learn from the things that didn't go your way, things that you can get better at, and that's what I focus this offseason on looking at the things that I need to work on and what I need to work, you know, get better in my game. You turn the page, but I did have a little time to think about what happened last year.
And of all those things, what were you most proud of yourself last year?
It's just the fact the not giving up, going through all the adversity and all the stuff that I've gone through, and I was able to grow. You know, I don't talk to you guys a lot about this, but you know, grow a lot spiritually, and I really spent a lot of time on doing great stuff back in my country, helping out, and spending time with myself, and just kind of finding a purpose in my life, and combining that with really hard work last offseason. I think that was the number one thing I was most proud of.
To be back with this organization, did you ever wonder if going into last year, what was going to be your last year here? Or even going into the offseason, kind of what?
Yeah, you kind of get into that kind of situation where you know that things can happen. It's part of baseball, but it's going back to what I was talking at the beginning, is you don't allow things like that to get in your mind.
Yeah.
You know, you just focus on the here right now. You know, I was St. Louis Cardinals last year. This offseason, very early, I found out that I was going to come back here. So I was I was really excited for that. And just focus on last year, I focused on last year. And just try not to allow anything to get in your mind that is the stuff that you can't control.
It's
the same thing. And that's the mentality and approach that I've learned last couple of years, and I'm gonna continue to have that, as whether it is from my games coming ahead, my contract situation, teams, or anything that's out of my control. Just don't even bother to think about it.
Well, really, I would think it'd be hard for you to compare past off seasons, because they've all been kind of different, because you've been in different places health wise. So.
And the ones of last year, it was tough, but when that off season came, and it was really tough from all the stuff that I had and little injuries that came up, and with my same surgery, the little things that came up. And my mindset, comparing that to years past, thinking about the future, wondering whether I was going to be able to come back, weren't even options. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm like thinking, okay, what are my goals? My goals is to get to spring training like this and that and be ready for the season. I mean, that's what I was, and then it just took that approach. But if I sit back and think about last offseason, it was tough. I mean, that's the reality, is if you really think about it, just everything that I had to overcome and I've had to work to get to that point, it was tough. But at that point, I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
And this offseason, the same mentality, this has been training, and the same exact mentality. But
well, a good mentality, not to be consumed by it, but then you can reflect on it
exactly after
the fact. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.